The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
At this time, we want to officially welcome our podcast audience as well as our YouTube audience as well. So today, I want to deal with a particular subject of called five strongholds that are increasing in this hour. Again, I want to be dealing with five strongholds, and we do have some screen shots here, some PowerPoint slides I want to show you. But I want to deal with five strongholds that are increasing in this hour. And I believe these five things are being overlooked by a lot of prophetic teachers, prophecy preachers, evangelists, and even those that are ministering online, whether it be social media or whatnot. Because naturally, we hear about wars and rumors of wars. We hear about earthquakes. We hear about nation rising up against nation and civil unrest and distress of nations. And we hear about all these things that are taking place, even natural disasters, earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and all these things. And these, we're by no means, we're not undermining these things at all. And we're not saying that these things are relevant to end times per se. But again, I want to focus on five things today that I believe are being overlooked, but I don't believe by any means they are not being overshadowed. In fact, if we want to get truthful here today, I believe these five things are increasing exponentially in this hour. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I believe the five strongholds that are increasing in this hour are five strongholds that are found in three of the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Three of the main gospels of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And why do I not go with John? Because again, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, all those chapters deal with specifically the end times or the time of the end or the last days or the last hour, whatever definition you want to coin there or define that is. You're going to find all five of these in those chapters and in those books. And that is right there on your screen. You can see it. If you're listening by podcast, we're going to name these. But if you're watching by YouTube and Facebook, again, you can see that on your screen. But number one, we're going to deal with betrayal. Number two is hatred. Number three is fear. Number four is lust. And number five is offense. I'm going to read those again. Again, I believe these five things are increasing exponentially in this hour. Betrayal, hatred, fear, lust, and offense. So let's get into this thing. If you have a Bible, you can follow along with me, or you can, if you're watching by podcast, I would recommend you do that. But if you're watching by YouTube or by Facebook, or maybe you're watching rebroadcast of this somehow, we're going to pull the scriptures up there on the screen for you. And we're going to pull these up as a backdrop, and we'll probably elaborate on each one of these. Again, this is not going to be a long message today, but I want to deal with these five strongholds that I personally am seeing that are intensifying in this hour. Number one is betrayal. The writer of Luke, the gospel writer Luke said in Luke 21:16, one of the signs of the coming of the Lord says, you will be betrayed even by your parents and your brothers, your relatives and your friends. I'm going to say that again. You will be betrayed even by your parents, your brothers, your relatives and your friends. Listen, you can't get any closer of your inner circle than your parents, your brothers, your relatives and your friends. So Jesus is saying, listen, as we get into the times of the end times, as we get to the closing of this thing, as this thing, we get to the round, to the end of this thing, we get to the end of the finish line, as we get closer to the coming of the Lord or the return of the Son of Man, he says, you're going to see an increase of betrayal that's going to come even from your closest inner circles, your parents, your brothers and sisters, and that's your biological brothers and sisters, your relatives and even your friends. Now look, and you say, well, what about our brothers and sisters in Christ? Well, Matthew 10:21 says, now brother will deliver up brother even unto death. And the writer of Luke says, they will put some of you to death. I'm going to go back down to Matthew 10:21 there on your screen. Now brother will deliver brother up to death, and a father his own child. Can you imagine? And children will rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Now, we've read this for thousands of years. And again, some of this was played out in the fourth century. Some of this manifested. Some of this unfolded in the time of the Roman invasion, the Roman Empire. Some of this unfolded with the Babylonian invasion. We saw this happening. But again, I believe that these were snapshots or previews of what's coming in the future. And I believe it's already happening. Friends, listen, even with this coronavirus, we have now what's called social tracking. We have applications that you could put on your phone, you could put on devices, and you can literally track people that are potentially infected with the coronavirus, and you can report them to government officials, report them to authorities. Now listen, and if you don't think people are doing it, there is places in the northern parts of the United States where their governors and their mayors and officials are encouraging people that if you know somebody who's not abiding by the rules, that are not obeying the laws of the land and these mandates that are being placed that are being put in place, they're not wearing their mask, they're not social distancing, there is even rewards being given to those individuals that if you should rat them out, they will reward you accordingly. Some of these are big rewards being given to them. And friends, I'm telling you, neighbors are snitching on neighbors, family members are snitching on family members. Listen, if you don't think it is possible and you don't think it can happen, listen, the worst things get when people start running out of food, people start running out of money, people start running out of substance. There is threats being made to their friends, being made to their families, being made to their homes, being made to their parents. You would be surprised at what extraordinary measures people will go to just to meet their own needs. And if that means betrayal, then so be it. And it is happening. But friends, I know if we go to context of scripture, that is not dealing with what we're dealing with now, but it is dealing with their faith. They will be betrayed because of their faith. They'll be betrayed because of their allegiance to Jesus Christ and their allegiance to the cross of Christianity. And friends, again, this I brought up the coronavirus because it is merely a stepping stone to get to us, I believe, where we're headed. Come on, somebody say where we're headed. That is what I'm talking about. These are snapshots. These are preludes. These are stepping stones. So that's where I see this heading. We're going to come to a time where betrayal is going to be at an all-time high. You're not going to know who to trust. You're not going to know who to believe. One minute, your family members are going to embrace you. The next minute, they're going to snitch on you. They're going to call the authorities on you, and you will fulfill what Luke and Matthew said would take place, and that is betrayal, even by our own blood relatives, even by our own brothers and sisters. Brother will turn against brother and sister against sister, even those in our own church. Hello, Judas. Friends, do the math. For every 12, there's a Judas among us. For every 12, there is a Judas among us. So, okay. So again, number one, Jesus said there'll be betrayal. And I believe this is going to only increase as we see troubling times ahead. Now I want to move to the next verses of scripture. This is Matthew 10, 22, John 16, 1, 3. And I want to talk about Jesus said, you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. So the number two here is hatred. Hatred is going to increase. And again, let me go back to the stepping stone, the precursors. right now. We don't really understand this in America per se, but outside of the United States, if you go to third world countries, you go to places in the Middle East, what the missionaries call the 1040 window, these places, if you profess to be a Christian, you profess to be a believer, you will understand what it means to be hated by all for my name's sake. Hello, go to China, where they're ripping down crosses. They're tearing down all forms and paraphernalia of Christianity. They're removing hymnals from the congregation. They're removing Bibles. They're putting pastors in prisons. They're putting children, they're ripping them from homes and putting them into re-education camps. And they're tearing away every fiber of Christianity from their being, and they're being indoctrinated by communism. We don't understand that here in America yet, but I'm going to tell you where we're seeing hatred manifested. We're seeing hatred manifested in the streets of America right now for the very skin that we have, the very color, the very tone of our skin is producing hatred. Policies producing hatred, movements producing hatred. Right now, brothers and sisters turning against each other, ethnos against ethnos, that's nation against nation, ethnicity against ethnicity, hatred stemming. What do you think? What is the fuel coming behind the cancel culture? Removing all forms of history, removing all forms of quote unquote offense, removing all forms of things or anything that can produce, stem, or cause hatred, whether it be historical, whether it be present, whatever it is, we are seeing hatred on an all-time level right now. Hate on social media, hate in the news, hate in the streets, hate rampant everywhere we turn. You can't go anywhere today without seeing hatred on a level like this. Matthew 10:22, Jesus said, when we get to the time of the end, you, and he was speaking to the disciples, you will be hated by all. Somebody say all. The whole world is going. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, if you're watching this today, if you bear the name of Christ, you profess Christ, you believe in Jesus, and you're unashamed of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's coming a time where all men, the world is going to turn against you because of one simple thing, one common denominator, and that is your allegiance to Jesus Christ. Jesus, and you say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist, or you are a fear monger, you're an extremist, you're an alarmist. No, I am speaking to you from the gospel of Matthew 10:22, and Jesus said the time would come in the end that you shall be hated by all for my name's sake. For whose sake? Jesus. You'll be hated for all by all for his name's sake. John 16, John, the writer John, took it a little bit further. He said, quote, these things I've spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you, again, who's he talking to in context here? He's talking to the disciples, those who bear the name of Christ. They profess Christianity. They profess to know him. They walk in covenant with him. There will come a time they will put you out of the synagogues, or we could say the churches. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that they're offering God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. In other words, religious people are going to kill people who profess to know and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Read it again. The time's coming that whoever kills you will think that they're offering God service. In other words, they, in the name of religion, they are going to kill you and believe that they're doing the work of God. They're doing an honorable thing in God's service. And John said they will do this because they will have a form of godliness. They will profess religion, but they will not know the Father nor me. I want you to let that ring in your ears today. I want you to hear what this preacher's saying today. There is coming a global, unified, one world religion. And this religion is going to have a covering over it in which it will not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They will not believe that the Father has a Son. They will not believe that the only way to the Father is through the Son. They will not believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And all the world will merge towards this one world religion. And that is going to be, and it's going to be an antichrist religion, according to 1 John, 2 John, it's all there. He tells you that this, that he who denies the Father and the Son is antichrist. And this is going to be the, this is going to be the bloodline of this one world religion. And this is going to be the predominant faith of the world. And there's going to be a fringe remnant group out there of believers who actually are radical in their belief to believe that there's only one way to heaven and there's only one Lord, one faith, one God, one baptism, and one Lord of all, and that is Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. So again, the time is coming. We can see the footsteps to this. We can see the preludes, the snapshots of this. We are heading into a time when we will be hated by all for his name's sake. Now, I want to read you to number three. If you're just joining us, we're talking about five strongholds that are increasing in this hour. Five strongholds. We've went over betrayal. We went over hatred. And now we're moving to number three, and it is fear. Guys, if you don't think fear is running rampant in the world, running rampant in the United States right now, just turn on the news, open up a newspaper, open up your laptop, open up your tablet, get on your phone, scroll, read headlines, look at the rights and look at the freedoms that people are open arms surrendering in the name of fear. They are fearful that they're going to die, fearful that they're going to get sick, fearful that they're going to lose all that they have, fearful that they're going to lose their benefits, fearful that they're going to be separated from their families, fearful that the government's going to collapse, fearful that this is going to happen. And fear is running rampant right now. And listen, according to the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 21, he says, there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. And on earth, there will be distress of nations. Come on, somebody. With perplexity, or that's mass chaotic confusion. The seas and the waves will be roaring. Look at all these things happening that are natural. These are cosmic things happening. Things are happening with the nations. Things are happening with the seas. Things are happening with the earth. All these things are happening. And listen to this next part. Men's hearts will be failing them from what? He didn't say from what's going on in the signs in the sun and the moon and stars. He didn't say their hearts are going to fail them from the wars or the perplexity or the seas. No, he says from the fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. In other words, Luke, by divine revelation, and he's writing this, hearing the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as he is telling Luke what to write down in the Gospels, Luke is penning this, and he says, there's going to be cosmic signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. There's going to be distress of nations. There's going to be mass chaotic confusion and perplexity. There's going to be mega quakes. It's going to cause the seas and the waves to roar. And the Lord says to him that men will drop dead because their hearts will fail them. Come on, cardiac arrest. Their hearts will give away from fear and the expectation. And guys, I'm seeing this happening right now with dreams of prophets and dreams of watchmen of things that could possibly come in September, October, November of this year. I mean, we've got people, there's such mass hysteria with the coronavirus, and now we got fear of civil unrest and disobedience and moral collapse and civil collapse of nations, the economy. There's a push right now to do away with paper currency and to embrace a digital currency. Well, all this, guys, the culmination of all these things, the fear of these things, the expectation, what's going to happen in September? What's going to happen in October? What's going to happen in the election? What's going to happen if we don't control the virus? Are we going to shut down again? Are we going to be able to send our kids to school? Are we going to have to pull them out of school? Is there going to be a collapse of the currency of the economy? Or we're all going to be forced to take a digital currency? Or where is this heading? Don't miss it. Anxiety is gripping people. Worry is gripping people. Men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of the things that are coming upon the earth. Come on. I know people that won't even go out of their house because they're so afraid. They're afraid to invest anything. They're afraid to buy a home. They're afraid to buy anything, purchase anything. They're afraid to go to the store. They have all their groceries delivered. They're scared to death of an unseen enemy. Fear. Somebody say fear. Fear is going to increase, and it is exploding in this hour. So number one, betrayal. Number two, hatred. Number three, fear. Listen to this. Number four is lust. Now we think, when I mention lust, you automatically want to think sexual. Although that's true, and although that is prevalent today, and that is only a stem, that is only one brother or one sister in a whole family that makes up lust. Luke 21, 34 through 36, listen to this. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart, and by the way, all this is in context with the coming of the Son of Man. I want you to remember that. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. That day come upon you unexpectedly. What day? The coming of the Lord. For it will come as a snare upon all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Notice this is a grim warning to believers. He's not writing to the world here, guys. He's writing to us. He's writing to the remnant. And he's saying, take heed. And don't allow the lust of other things, the lust of sexual things, the lust of substance abuse, carousing, drunkenness, the cares of life. If you allow these things to grip and captivate your heart, he says it will weigh you down. And when the Son of Man returns, it's going to be a snare upon the whole earth. But he says you need to be praying that you may be found worthy to escape all these things. What things? Listen, not only are the things wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and pestilence and all these things and famines. Yes, that is only a part of that. But if we go into complete contextual understanding of this, he's saying these things are the carousing, the drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Watch therefore and pray that you may be counted worthy to escape the carousing, escape drunkenness. Come on, somebody. Escape the cares of this life. Why? So that we can stand before the Son of Man. And John said that when he appears, that we may not be found naked and ashamed at his coming. Come on, can I get an amen from the back crowd tonight? I'm talking about the lust of things. 1 John 2:15 and 17 said it like this: do not love the world nor the things in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, did you hear that? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away. I said the world is passing away. Listen, why am I going to get, oh, come on, somebody. Why am I going to get comfortable with the world when it's passing away? Come on, don't get anchored down with that house. Don't get anchored down with that boyfriend, that girlfriend that you already know you ain't got no business being with, and you already know that you ain't going to marry them because you know that you have nothing in common with them. You're not compatible with them. You're unequally yoked with them. Come on, somebody. Why are you letting them weigh you down? Why are you letting something you can smoke weigh you down? Come on, anchor you down. Something you drink out of a bottle, anchor you down. Something you snort, anchor you down. A club, a bar, a group of friends that you know you need to be breaking out of, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Come on, why are you allowing those things to anchor you down? Come on, I'm preaching to myself. That's good preaching, Brother Ricky, and I'll say amen to that. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you're preaching to me too. I refuse to allow these things to anchor me down. And if I recognize that these things are starting to weigh me down, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I am going to break those chains off of me so I can get a little bit lighter. Why? So the lighter I am, when he blows that trumpet and he stands over that banister and shouts with the voice of an archangel and he says, come up here. Come on. I want to be so light that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, come on, I am caught up. But if I'm weighed down, if I'm anchored down with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, through a world that is passing away, then I ain't gonna make it. I know that's not popular preaching today, but he says, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about lust. Lust, people are getting entangled in all kinds of garbage today. I'm telling you, every single week I hear about some brother in the Lord that's been married 20 years, he divorced his wife and goes find somebody else. She divorces her husband, goes find somebody else. You got pastors that are shocking up with people in the congregation. You've got goofy game shows now and everything else. Come on, of people that are, you've got women that are wanting to be impregnated by or try to get impregnated by 30 different men. You got one guy who's trying to impregnate two women who are sisters at the same time. This is our form of entertainment today. All right? Number five. I got to get through this. Number five is, all right, let's go over this. Number one, betrayal. Number two, hatred. Number three, fear. Number four, lust. Number five, offense. Come on. Number five is offense. I don't know about you, but we joke around all the time. We joke around all the time about how offended everybody is nowadays. Everybody is so offended. And I remember we always joke around. I'm like, can I take a time machine and go back into the 80s, go back into the 90s? Some of y'all is going to say the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, and that's all right. Because listen, all the way up to the 90s, it was nothing like this. Yes, people got offended, but I'm telling you, it was nowhere on this scale of offense that we have now today. Everybody's offended by everything. You can't say nothing. You can't do nothing. And it's only, could you imagine, I have two kids. One is 5, one is 12. What is our world going to be like when they grow up? If we're canceling out all things of history, canceling out our culture, removing this, removing that, for goodness sake, we're getting rid of pancake syrup. We're getting rid of oatmeal boxes. Come on, somebody. Are you kidding me? This is the world we're living in today, and you don't think people are getting offended, and you don't think offense is running rampant? Listen, and we understand this in the world, but I'm going to tell you something. It's coming into the church. Church folks are offended about everything. They get offended at one another. They get offended at the pastor. They get offended over at the building, what it looks like, the color of the carpet, the parking lot. They didn't get their spot. They didn't get their seat in church. The pastor didn't say hi to them. He didn't shake their hand. They didn't get their place in the choir. They didn't didn't get to sing. They didn't get to preach. They didn't get acknowledged. Come on. It goes on and on and on. And people leave the church and never come back over the most goofiest, ridiculous stuff you could imagine. Listen, I sat down with some of my own friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we talked about this for an hour the other night. Listen, when you get a revelation of forgiveness and how forgiveness is a key that unlocks your blessing. I preached a whole message on that. You can find it on YouTube. I think it's on podcast, on our podcast channel as well. Listen, the Lord gave me a divine revelation years ago and told me that unforgiveness is the stronghold, or it's the box that's locked that keeps people's blessings from being possessed. Let me say that again. Unforgiveness is the safe in which many of our blessings are locked in. Because you, listen, you may be a faithful tither, a faithful giver, you're faithful in attendance, you're honoring the Lord, doing all these things, but you still can't get breakthrough here, you can't get breakthrough there. And listen, many times it's because you have chosen to not forgive people. And Jesus said, if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither shall your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. Oh, I know nobody wants to hear it today, but I'm going to preach it anyway. Listen, I got to show you something here. Matthew 24, 9 and 10. Listen to this. In the context of the end times, then... This is Matthew 24, 9 and 10. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. We talked about that, hatred, betrayal. But listen to this. And then, somebody say, and then. Listen, there's no and then until you go back. Notice where offense stems from. Hatred and betrayal. As we begin to see more hatred and more betrayal become rampant in the world, it's going to produce offense. He says, and then many shall be offended and they will betray. Out of offense comes betrayal. Did y'all get that? Look at that scripture. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. So look at this. Hatred and betrayal stems from offense. Nobody just wakes up one day and says, I hate so-and-so, or I hate them. No, it is stemmed from offense. They do something to offend you. And because you don't choose to forgive them and let it go. Listen, that doesn't mean you got to hang out with them. That doesn't mean you got to have their phone number. That doesn't mean you're all going to have dinner together. Listen, there's people out there that I've had to forgive by faith, but I'm not their best friend. Hello? Come on, I'm trying to help somebody. You forgive them and release them in the name of the Lord. And when you forgive them, your heavenly Father will forgive you of your trespasses and open to you his good treasure. Come on, and bless you. He's not going to bless you if you hold offense, because the Bible says that when you hold offense and you hold on to these things, it produces a root of bitterness, and out of that stems, come on, betrayal and hatred, and eventually murder. Where do you think murder comes from? It's the combination of all these things. It leads up to these things. Okay? So I want to recap this. Five strongholds that are increasing in this hour. Number one, betrayal. Number two, hatred. Number three, fear. Number four, lust. And number five, offense. Well, brother, I wanted to hear about how the economy's collapsing and we're going into a digital dollar and a cashless society. Oh, that's coming according to the Bible. Oh, brother, I wanted to hear about those mega quakes that are going to cause tsunamis and cause catastrophic damage on the earth, the waves and the seas roaring. Yes, that's coming. Now, brother, I wanted to hear about those wars and rumors of wars and nation against nation. Yeah, that's here and it's coming more. I wanted to hear about those false prophets that are rising. Yeah, that's here and it's going to come more. I want to hear more about the Antichrist who's coming. He's coming. He's going to make his appearance. But listen, friend, if you allow these things to begin to take root into your heart and in your lives, then according to my Bible, listen, it ain't gonna matter about all these things, because you may not even make it into the kingdom. So we got to get our hearts right. Listen, I want to show you one more scripture that I want to share with you real quick. I thought about this scripture when we was closing, when I was putting this message together, Matthew 24, 13 through 14. Listen to this. All this is in context of the end times. All those things I just named to you. Listen to this in Matthew 24, 13 and 14. Matthew 24, 13 and 14. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Oh, I know preachers have tried to make this thing as clean, squeaky clean, and comfortable and cushioned as they can. Oh, I know they want to tickle your ears. They want to make it a ice cream, feel good, comfy, cozy gospel. But your Bible says he that endures to the end. Endures what? We're going to have to get some thick skin. We're going to have to endure some betrayal. We're going to have to endure some hatred. We're going to have to endure some fear that's going to try to come against us. We're going to have to endure some lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And we're going to have to endure some offense that's going to come our way. But I got good news for you. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Hallelujah. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Come on, somebody. So listen, I want you to don't check out on me yet. If you're watching by Facebook Live, watching by YouTube, or listening by podcast, do not check out on me yet. I want to give you some information about our ministry, and then we're going to pray, okay? EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's where you're going to find us. That's where you're going to find all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Listen, please, I implore you, go and bookmark our main website, EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com, because social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all these are censoring, they're scrubbing, they're removing pages, removing ministries, removing people from their platforms. It's happening more and more. They're doing whatever they want to do. They're private owned corporations. So listen, if you want to go straight to our website, find out what we're doing, what we're posting, what we're sharing, that's where you're going to find it. Look, even better than that, go to our app. Go to, if you have an Android device, if you have an Apple device in your hand, go to the Apple iTunes store, go to the Google Play store, you type in END space T-I-M-E space H-E-D-L-I-N-E-S. That spells End Time Headlines. Type that in. You're going to see that official ETH logo. That's a copyrighted logo, by the way. If you see that, download the app. It's free. Once you download the app, you're going to have that in your hand. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective right there in your hand. You're going to get our podcast down there on the bottom of the screen. You can see where it says listen. You're going to see our YouTube channel. You can click on there to watch. And all that's going to be right there at your fingertips. Listen, guys, if you'd like to support this ministry, we want to give you that. We always want to give you the opportunity to sow into this ministry. If this ministry is a continual source of edification, information, and revelation, if it's a continual source to you and your family, it blesses you on a week-to-week basis, we want to give you the opportunity to either sow a one-time gift, and you can do that, a gift of any amount, and you can go, if you have the app, you can just go down into the bottom to the right, click on give, or don't. I believe it says donate, click on that. It's going to take you to an electronic page. You can give electronically. If you don't have the app, again, go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and do that. If you wish to become a monthly partner, we have partners that partner with us monthly. You can go again, same way I just told you to do that. When you go there and give electronically, you're going to see a place where you can set up a monthly donation or a monthly giving, and it's going to be a monthly support. It becomes you become a ETH partner. If you wish to give by check or money order, as always, we want to give you that opportunity, and you can do that at End Time Headlines. The address is End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, checks and money orders are made out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that is Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, for you guys on podcast. That's Georgia. And the zip here is 30655. And as always, we appreciate you guys taking time to come out here today. So guys, before we sign off today, I want to pray for you. Listen, if you're watching today, and maybe we've touched on any of these topics, these strongholds, and you could say honestly, with an open heart, you say, Brother Ricky, I'm dealing with fear. I'm dealing with betrayal. I've been hurt and I've been betrayed. I've been offended by somebody. Any of these five strongholds, you have hatred towards somebody. Whatever it is, any of these five things we cover today, I want to pray for you today, and I'm going to ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to set you free today. But listen, you're going to have to do something on your part. You're going to have to forgive them. You're going to have to release them today. So right where you're at, if you're watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook, or listening by podcast, I want you to open your mouth. If you can physically do this, if you're by yourself, if you're not waiting to you and watch this, come back and watch this when at time you can. I want you to call out their name. So-and-so, I forgive you in the name of Jesus. Just call them out. And then start talking to the Lord. Lord, I forgive so-and-so. Lord, so-and-so hurt me. They betrayed me. They offended me. I release them today and I forgive them and I lay them at your feet. By faith, I do this in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to empower me and give me the strength to do what I cannot do in the natural. Lord, it hurts to forgive them. It's hard to forgive them. It's hard to release them. Listen, friend, I know it's hard, but you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Ask the Holy Spirit to empower you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help give you the strength to release them today and forgive them today. And then ask the Lord to empower you and open his heavens over you and watch breakthrough come. Watch strongholds lift off of you. Watch peace that surpasses all understanding come into your heart. Come on, lift up your hands right now where you're at. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I ask that you'd invade every home, every office, every basement, every car, every vehicle, wherever they're at, whether they be listening, whether they be watching, whether they're dealing with fear, betrayal, offense, hatred, whatever it is. Lord, I'm asking that you would deliver and set them free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that there's going to be many opportunities that's going to come today, tomorrow, and from hereafter there's going to be opportunities to be offended. There's going to be things that's going to come that we can fear. There's going to be things that we're going to be hurt. We're going to be betrayed, whatever the case may be. But Father, we choose today to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, you hung on a cross and said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And if Father, you were able to do that, then Lord, we can do the same thing today by the grace that you have bestowed upon us today. We release people today. We forgive people today. I bind the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I bind that fear off of you today, and I declare that it's being replaced by faith today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Come on, somebody, receive this blessing today and this breakthrough in Jesus' name. Guys, again, I appreciate so much for you guys taking this time on this Wednesday afternoon to come and join us for this podcast or this broadcast on YouTube or Facebook or however you may be listening or joining us today. We are blessed by you taking the time to do that. And again, all of our partners and our supporters of our ministry, again, a huge gratitude, a huge thanksgiving from all of us in End Time Headlines. Thank you for helping us remain strong in 2020. We're going to sign off for today, but we are going to do our best. Again, as you notice, we're coming to you from remote locations right now. This is an actual studio of a friend of ours that they're lending us again to do this broadcast. And one day you'll see us in an office, another day. But we're doing what we can in this transitional period of moving from one state to another. Only a matter of time till we get back on track. We'll have a designated a studio. We're going to do all that, and we're looking forward to that day when we do that. So we're going to, Lord willing, we're going to be back here on Friday, and we're going to deliver another word of encouragement or a message or a devotional word, or we may give you a prophetic update on something going on in the world as it's unfolding. But nevertheless, until we see each other again, God bless you. May the Lord keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. God bless you.